Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Chaf Hey. Chaf Hey, and we continue on Chaf Dalet Amaveis. We started a new Mishnah yesterday. Let's go back to discussing what that Mishnah was talking about. And then mention tomorrow again. We finish another parak. And we continue. So the Mishnah discussed the Shita of Rabbi Yossi ben Hamishulam, who said, how does one deal with the Isser of Giza, the Isser of shearing a Bechor, if one wants to shecht it? What's the problem? So we say, Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, the issue is, the Bechor has a lot of hair and wool, and I'm shechting it with the kofitz, and I'm worried about Chalada, about the knife getting stuck under the hair. So therefore, I'm allowed to, the Mishnah seems to say, I'm allowed to cut a little bit, pull out a couple of hairs in order to give me space to do the shechita. That's not this. This is of Giza's where I'm shearing it for benefit for myself, but where I'm just doing it to be Gozes, the animal, to make room for me, so then that is not a problem. Tosfos said, no, it has nothing to do with Chalada. Tosfos just says, Lamaisa, you need a place to do the shechita. We didn't read that inside yesterday. You need to see the fourth skinny line. In Tosfos, Venira Lafarish, Tanakat Hacha Kofitz. The reason it says Kofitz here, not Sakin, Bishop Deboya, Sias Makam Tfemi Sakin. It's exactly why we're talking about a Kofitz, because a Kofitz is what needs extra space. It's this big, larger cutting instrument. Vitzricha Sias Makam Gadol. Not like Rashi says that it's about the Chalada. Okay. So either way, that was it. The discussion is you need a space to do the shechita, not because you want to do gozei. So the shechita of the Mishnah says it is okay. So then the Gemara asks, what about a parallel case of yantif? Kenegdo b'yantif mahu. What about a case of yantif? Would we say that it would be mutter as well? Why? Let's read it again. Taimad Rabbi Yossi ben HaMisholam. What's the reason that Rabbi Yossi ben HaMisholam allows it in the Mishnah? Mishum de kesavar. Tolish levhainu gozeis, because he holds that the Isser by Bechor is shearing. Plucking, tolesh, is not included in shearing. Is that the same thing? Ubi yantif asur. And therefore, if you say that's the svara, then an yantif is going to be asur, because yantif does have a larger, a more inclusive definition of gozeis. Tahavile okr davar migidulo. An yantif would be asur because it is okr davar. You're removing something from its natural place of growth, and that's the malacha on Shabbos and yantif. And therefore, the parallel case, he would not say it's mutter on yantif to do this before I shecht on yantif, which I am allowed to do. Oh, Dilma, what do I say?
What is that? What malacha is that called there? Is
the malacha would be gozes.
It is gozes.
Okr davar migidulo. Well, there are two types of okr davar migidulos. There's kotzer and there's gozes. But kotzer, we assume, is from the something mechubar, while the gozes is from something that's living, that is not mechubar. So, oh, Dilma, what do we say? No. The other svara, why the Mishnah is in the Mishnah, is because Ba'alma, Savar, B'yasim, and Abishulam, Tolish, Hainu, gozes. It is included. Tolish is gozes. So, therefore, what's the reason it's mutter in the Mishnah? Hainu, Taima, Deshari, Dahavi, Le, Darashin, and Miskavin. Maybe the reason in the Mishnah is Darashin, and Miskavin, meaning what? So, I didn't have time to get into this yesterday. Maybe the Mishnah's case is not where you are trying to cut. The Mishnah's case is where you are just parting the hair. And it might come out by your parting it. It might come out. Rashi says, She'ein miskavein litlosh elamifanehu. You're just pushing it. Umoshcho elich ve'elich. In nitlash nitlash. It might come out, might not. So maybe that's the svar for the Mishnah. It's a case of davreshein miskavein. Ubiyantet davreshein miskavein mutter. And therefore the parallel would be on yantet, that it would be mutter as well. So that is the question, what is the svar for the Mishnah? And the nafgamina is the application for yantif. So the Gemara answered, Amar Lahu, he has an abzilu shailuha l'Rav Chananel, yamar halacha Rabbi Yossi ben Mishulam. Go ask Rabbi Chananel if we hold like this Mishnah. If we hold like the Mishnah, then we'll get to the next step of what the Mishnah means. So if she lechu, he'll be poshet the suffix for you. Asu shailua, they asked him, Amalu achim rav halach rabbi Yisrael Mishulam. So he says, yes, rav holds like the halach rabbi Yisrael Mishulam. So he came back to Rafuna, and Rafuna said, on yantif, it is mutter. It is mutter. Okay. Keep in mind something that we discussed in Gozei's Shiurim, and that is for Gozei's Deoraisa. For Gozes Daraisa, does one need to want what one is Gozes? In the Mishkan, whenever they did Gozes, it was Daraisa because they wanted what they were shearing. They wanted the wool. There is a major machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and Masechah Shabbos in the Tzadis about cutting one's nails on Shabbos. The Mishnah says, there in Masechta Shabbos, that if somebody cuts their nails on Shabbos, they are, it's a machlokes, the Gemara talks about biyad, bikli, but the discussion in the Mishnah, it seems like from the Mishnah, that if you use a kli, it is going to be da'oraisa. And if one uses their teeth, one uses their fingers, that's going to be nisa derabanan. So the question is, ask Tosfos there, but isn't that a malacha shein esricha legufa? Isn't that if I'm doing the act that was done in the Mishkan, but I'm doing it for a different purpose, that's only a Siddur Rabbanan, according to what we paskin, like Reb Shimon. So why should you say that cutting your nails on Shabbos is cutting your nails on Shabbos with a clipper, why is that a Nisa Daraisa? Should be Darabanan. I'm not interested in what I'm getting, like similar to Hotzas Ames. The Mishnah says there in Shabbos that if I carry out a dead body outside to a place without an Erev, not because I want the dead body outside, but because I just don't want it being metami my house or smelling up my house, that's an Issa D'Rabbanan on Shabbos, according to Reb Shimon. Or if I kill a snake or trap a snake because I don't want it to bite me, not because I want the snake, that's an Issa D'Rabbanan on Shabbos. That's a Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. I'm doing it for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan. Say, ask Tosas when you bite your nails also. One should say it's for a different purpose than what was done. I'm just biting it because I want to get the nails off, not because I'm collecting the nails. Right? Hopefully, if I'm like the Gemara says, if I'm a chassid, I'll take the nails and I'll burn them. Or maybe I'll flush them in the bathroom, and that has the whole status of burning them, as Bana said. But either way, Tosa says, isn't that a Drabana? Tosa says, in Hachinami. Tosa's answers, that whole Mishnah that says Daraisa is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, even cutting one's nails is only a Drabanan, because it's a Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't limit it, and the Gemara doesn't limit it. You would think the Gemara should limit this, and the Gemara doesn't limit it. So that's why the Achronim explained that maybe there's an added element here by Gozes. There's an idea of you are being misakein what's in front of you, right? Even though you don't look at it narrowly, like do you want the nails? Do you not want the nails? But by Gozes, the question is, why don't you say this by all malachas? Why not by Otzas Ames? Why not by the other malachas? Okay, you got to look at where the Rishonim say it. But at least by Gozes, the Mefarshim explain Rashi. The Bir Halacha says this, and others say this to explain Rashi. The point is that it is Tzricha L'Gufa because you are creating cut nails. You're creating a beautiful yipui of the item, of your fingers. And therefore it can be daraisa even if one doesn't want the nails. So again, here the Gemara doesn't discuss Gozes daraisa in depth, but it sounds like the Gemara is trying to say, is it going to be Asur Mutter on Yantif? But doesn't seem like it's worried about the Isser Durabanan of Gozes. Sounds like it's the same level. We're talking about the Isser D'Oraisa of Gozes by Bechor. We're talking about the Isser of Gozes by Shabbos and Yontif. So it sounds like we'd be talking about it on the D'Oraisa level. Even though the few strands that we're going to pull out by the Shechita, are we going to use those? Okay, you could say maybe the Ukipta is that we're going to use those. But even if they're going to get thrown out, maybe like that Rashi, the Pshat of the Rashi that is D'Oraisa, even if one doesn't want it. Okay, so that gets us back into the sugya of Gozes discussed here. Okay, last line. Says the Gemara, Itmar Nami. We also have another discussion, Ashita of the Amoraim. Amrav Chananya, Bar Shalmi, Mishmei de Rav, connected me to Mutter, as we just said. Rav would say the parallel case on Yantif. I have to do Shchit on Yantif, I'm allowed to do Shchit on Yantif. It's one of the Malachas Mutter, Ochel Nefesh. And on a Bizman Hazeh would it be Mutter? But, you know, because you're only allowed to do a malacha that EF shalasos be'erev yantif. And nowadays we have refrigeration, so there's you can do the malacha beforehand as easily as you can do it today. But either way, Rav says on yantif it is mutter to do gaziza. And we said, why is that? Because davar shein miskavein. If that's the svar for our Mishnah, that's the svar that could be applied to yantif as well. Meaning, if you do an act that might or might not cause a malacha, that is mutter. Big chiddush. Reb Shimon says that shita, but that's what we hold. It's a big chiddush because usually we hold to the principle of something daraisa lechobra. Right? If I don't know if a piece of meat is treif or kosher, I'm not allowed to eat it. Something daraisa lechobra. And all of a sudden here I'm saying, well, if I'm drinking a bench on Shabbos, it might or might not cause to do a malacha. I'm allowed to do that? Why am I allowed to do that? Something daraisa lechobra. That's the chiddush. Malachas b'chshavas asra Torah, I'm allowed to do it because if davar shein miskavein is mutter. So asks the Gemara, Umi amar Rav Hachi, did Rav really say this? Does Rav really hold that davar shein miskavein is mutter? But the Hamar Rav Chia, Barashi, Mishmei the Rav, but Rav said elsewhere, comes up in Ksubis, comes up in Shabbos, this is the case. Misuchrayu dinizaisa, asr lahaduke biyomatava. Sticking say, according to most Rishonim, sticking a little shmata, a little towel into the hole of a barrel to close the, to have the barrel sealed. So let's say it's wine in the barrel. You're not allowed to do that on Yontif. Squeeze in this shmata, this little, garment to be the stopper. Why not? What are you worried about? So Rashi says, third line, Mishum Schita. You're worried about Schita. V'yafa got the Edom Eskavin L'shem Schita, Asar V'yilu Reb Shimon. Right? Even the Reb Shimon would say this is Asar. Sorry, well, we'll get to that in the next line. That's already giving it away. But either way, the Gemara asks, does Rav really hold Darvish Edom Eskavin as Mutter? Here, you don't have Kavana to Schita, to Sochate the wine. As I squeeze the Shmata into the hole, wine is going to get absorbed into that little towel. And as I squeeze it in, it's going to get squeezed out as well. So, I don't have Kavana for that. Then you see it's Usher. So how could Rav, we say that Rav holds like Rav Shimon, that Darvish Edom Eskavin is Mutter? We see here, isn't this statement going like Rav Yehuda, that you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos or Yatif? Answers the Gemara. No, even Reb Shimon would agree in that case. Even if Yoldav Hashem is Kavin is Mutter, you'd agree in that case that it's Aser. Why? Reb Shimon agrees by Psik Resha, where the Malacha is not maybe going to happen, but it is Vadai going to happen, that is Aser de Oraisa on Shabbos and Yontif. And therefore, that's why Rav really holds Davar She'ein Miskavin as Mutter, but this case is not one of Davar She'ein Miskavin. It is one of Psik Resha, and therefore it is Usser. Period. Okay, stop there for a moment. Let's talk for a couple of minutes about Davar She'ein Miskavin. We did have a whole Shir Be'iyun, that Be'iyun Shir about Davar She'ein Miskavin and Psik Resha. Maybe we'll touch on that again, the issue that we spoke about then. But just here, just to speak about a couple of specific issues related to our case, and that is Schita. Rashi says the issue here that we're talking about is Schita. So Tosfos not here, because Tosfos says, see the top Tosfos, Pirashim Barakabat Ksubis, look at Ksubis, I wrote about this already. Right, so okay, so we have to look in Ksubis. Tosfos says we should look in Ksubis. Why didn't he want to repeat it? Because there's a 50 wall-eyed Tosfos there. I'm not going to repeat the whole Tosfos again. So Tosfos there, Ksubis, Vavav and Aleph. Tosfos quotes Rashi that the issue here of squeezing the Shmata into the hole is an issue of Schita. Asks Rabbeinu Tam. Right, this is related to what we discussed in the Shabbos after Shabbos Shiurim, right? Where we did Malabin the past couple of weeks. Piras Makotras, V'chein Rabbeinu Chananel, Uba Ha'arich, V'chein Seder Tanoim V'Amoraim. Quotes a number of Rishonim. Da Asa Rishim Schita, V'kashal Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, what kind of Schita are we talking about here? Pashtus, what Schita? Schita is from the Malacha of Libun, of Malabin, of cleaning. It's part of the cleaning process to Soche, to wring out the liquid. So Rabbeinu Tam says, "Dahaschita mishum libun, v'lo shaycha b'shar mashkim." Schita of libun, says Rabbeinu Tam, doesn't apply to liquids other than water. When you squeeze out wine from a beged, that's cleaning the beged. No, it's not. It's just as dirty as it was before. Maybe it's even worse because now you can really see the wine. To call davar malachlich as balo, anything that dirties what absorbed it, kigon yayin v'sheicha v'shemen, lo shaych libun b'schitaso el dafka b'mayim. Only water. Water is the only schita of libun. So what's Rashi and the other Rishonim talking about? That you're worried about schita here. There's no schita here. And he quotes 10 different gemaras where we're not choshesh for libun by cases where gzeira, you might come to be sochet if it's by liquids other than water. So you see many different examples of this. That we are not, we're not worried. So he says, Misanis, the Gemara that Shabbos, that you're allowed to be Misanin wine besudarin. Let's say if I want to drink something on a Shabbos and I'm worried that there's bugs or something or splinters in the wine. So what am I doing? I'm allowed to put a little beged on top of the cup, hold the cup and drink from there. So then the wine's going to get out and the splinters or the bugs are going to stay out. Why isn't that boher? So case is because you'll drink it even without the sinus, therefore it's mutter. But why aren't you worried that gzera, you are dirtying this beged and you might come to be so chated? You see, you're not worried about it. So Rabbeinu Tam asks all these questions. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam argues that he doesn't argue, but he explains deeper and says there are two types of schita. This is the big chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. There's schita of two different malachas. We are not talking about schita malabin in this case. We're talking about the schita of dash, the schita of mefarik. Mefarik, what the abalach of dash is when I take the shells off of the kernels and off of the stalks. And that is removing something from its natural environment. Milking a cow is mefarik. A woman who has to express milk, on Shabbos. That's the issue of mafarik. How does she do that? So she has to do it in a certain way, or else it's going to be the issue of mafarik, the issue of dosh. So says Rabbeinu Tam, that's what we're talking about here. Or Rabbeinu Tam, to have misha mafarik v'asura, kemo schita zesem anovim. Right, v'hachol Rabbeinu Tam, to lekelameima. Right, so that's what he says in this. There's really two types of schita. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. If you look at the Rashba in Ksubis, he says it's even clearer in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashba says, Rabbeinu Tam chilek bein chavish shel mayim l'shar mashkin, u'b'chavish shel shar mashkin mitzid ha'shari de l'ibra aso. We'll get to that. V'taybet de milso bishav de trei gavnei schita hein. Chada l'hotzi mashkin ha'muvlon bav. He told it the dosh. One is where you want what you are squeezing out, that's dosh. And the other one is where not, that you want liban. Okay, two types of a schita, according to Rabbeinu Tam. L'may nafkamina between them. What's that nafkamina? Where what you are squeezing out is what you want or not. By the schita malabein, you have no interest in what you're squeezing out. It's going li'ibud. It's just going to the floor because you want the beged cleaned. By the schita of dosh, you want what's being squeezed out, like you squeeze fruit, like you squeeze, you milk the cow. That's the schita of dosh. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, if our case is a case of schita, it's got to be a case where somehow the barrel has a contraption that as the wine gets squeezed out of the shmata, it goes back into the barrel. Or else that wouldn't be a schita daraisa. That's what you have to be talking about. Some type of, you have a, I don't know, a little catch underneath where the shmata goes into the hole, that it goes back into the barrel. Okay, that's what you have to be talking about. The other Rishonim, though, don't come up with this big chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. They just say it's schita. It doesn't sound like it's schita of dosh. So the other Rishonim, Tosfos there, says that maybe, what was Rabbeinu Tam's big raya? That all the other Gemaras, you see, you're not worried by other liquids that you're going to come to dosh. Says the Re, that's no problem. If you actually squeeze out on Shabbos, even by other liquids, it's libun. Because getting wine out of a bag, and it's still libun, it's not totally clean yet, but it's the first step. The Gemaras just say we're not choshesh that you might come to libun by other liquids, but not that it wouldn't be a problem if you actually do it. All of Rabbeinu Tam's rayas were about, oh, you see, you're not worried there that you gzeira shema. You're right, gzeira shema, you won't. But if you actually do it, that's still a problem. It doesn't really help so much. And therefore, we're not worried about it. Okay, major machlokas Rishonim. What exactly is the malacha that we are talking about here? Some other Rishonim say we're talking about tikkun mana. You're creating a kli by putting it as a stopper. The other Rishonim say, not getting into schita at all. That's what we're talking about. But either way, that is issue number one about which malacha we are talking about. Which malacha we're talking about here? To mention, as we said before, according to this svara, we spread about milking the cows and a woman having to express milk. We paskin that if a let's say the from kibbutzim, what do? If they have to milk the cows on Shabbos, they milk the cows onto the floor where it's holich le'ibud. If it's holich le'ibud, so then that's not the real malacha of dush, because you're not saving what you are getting, and therefore at most it's durabanan. And b'makom durabanan, lo gazur rabanan. Right, b'makom hefsin meruba, b'makom tsar balechayim, whatever the case may be, that the animals have to get, so you just can't do it into the bucket. Or if you do it into the bucket, you gotta put soap in the bottom, so that it gets ruined as it starts off, right? That's the case that if a woman, a lot of times after a woman has a baby, she has a tremendous amount of milk, and on Shabbos, let's say the baby's not nursing a lot, and she has to express milk, and it's very painful for her, and how does she do it? So we paskin that if she could express it somehow, either with a manual, pump, or even if she wants to set a Shabbos clock with an electrical pump, but one has to put soap in the bottom of the container where the milk is going, because then that would be ruined, and therefore it's only drabanan, and b'makam drabanan, b'makam sarlo goes to be rabanan. But just to collect the milk itself on Shabbos to save it for the baby to use, unless it's babish sakharas tafashas, so that would be a problem, because that would be dash de o raisa. Okay. Good. We didn't speak about Psik Reisha. We just spoke about this case. So just the one Ha'ara on Psik Reisha, all the Achronim, just to remember the Yesod Gadol of the Shir that we had a couple of months ago, and that is Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan is the one. Why is Psik Reisha Chayef? Why is Psik Reisha Chayef? Davar Shenim is Kavit is Mutter. So if I do action A, which might or might not lead to action B, it's Mutter. Mutter L'chad Chila, according to Reb Shimon. All of a sudden, if action A will Vadai cause action B, it's Asur Dol Raisa. Mutter Aser Daraisa. What changed? I don't have Kavanah for it. I don't have Kavanah for it either here. So what? It's Vade going to happen. Why do I say it's Aser? So those are the two understandings of the Achronim. Rabbi Chanan, I always quote in this context, but other Achronim say it as well. And that is, when I'm doing it Vadai, it could be looked at in two ways. Number one, maybe it is as if I had Kavanah. I didn't have Kavanah. But if it's for sure going to happen, Halacha looks at it as if I had Kavanah. Right? I have no Kavanah to turn on the light in the fridge. I only have Kavanah to open the door. But the light's on. The light's on. It's a certain type of Psik Reisha. So that's going to be, okay, the Psik Reisha. I didn't have Kavanah. The answer is halachically you did have Kavanah. Halachically, if A will Vadai cause B, so that it's as if you had Kavanah to turn on the light. Number one. Number two, the other way to look at it is no, I didn't have Kavanah for Act B. But Kavanah, but halacha, Act A and Act B are halachically considered connected. And therefore, having Kavanah for Act A is enough. Even though I didn't have Kavanah for Act B. What's called Maisim Mitzurafim. The actions are viewed together, and therefore, you can look at it. It's still connected to your action. He says, Leish Safarish possession Eofanim. Right, this is Kovach Yerim, Ksuba Simin Yurches. Yesh Lomar Kivach Yodeya. He's talking about not even Hilchah Shabbos. The context of the Rabbi Chanan, the beginning of it, is talking about a Nazir. A Nazir brushing his hair. A Nazir brushing his hair. So also, if he's doing it with a regular comb, that's Dvad, they're gonna pull out hairs. That's also Psik Reisha. The Gemara talks about Psik Reisha outside of Hilchah Shabbos. So says Rabbi Chanan, Kivan the Yodeya, the Bisri Kaso, Yitlo Saros, Mikri Mechavi Letlisha. It's called Kavana Letlisha. Or the other way of understanding is that no, kivan de srika havi psikreisha l'tlisha nimsa de tlisha bichlal srika visagi b'mashem machavin l'srika afshin machavin l'tlisha that tlisha nichlales basrika. Right, two ways of understanding the why the jump is made from darvishin machavin is mutter to psikreisha is chayiv. Okay, so that is Rabbi Chanan in Ksuba Simin Yuches many nafkaminas. The one that he discusses is psikreisha de lo nichalei. If you do not want, if you're not interested in the Psik Reisha, it's negative for you. Maybe you don't care about it. Psik Reisha, lo ichbaslei, lo nichalei, might be mechalik, but that's the nafkamina number one, and other nafkaminas as well. We'll continue now, and we'll see in the future if we have time to come back to this. Okay, here we go. Today's Friday, so maybe there is a chance. Right there, fifth line. The Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav Halacha Reb Yehuda Rav Chana Bar Ami Amar Shmuel Halacha Reb Shimon. One second, we have another Misori here that Rav says Halacha like Reb Yehuda. We just said before that Halacha Rav says on our Mishnah that on Yatif Gezizah is going to be Mutter. Why? Because he holds like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's Gavin is Mutter. So we have a different Misori here that he holds like Reb Yehuda. Rav Chia Bar Avin Masni Belo Gavin. Rav Chia Bar Avin says even without. In the name of people, Rav Amar Halacha Reb Yehuda Shmuel Amar Halacha Reb Shimon? Question mark. So how could we say that our Mishnah is based on the principle of Darvishin Miskavin Mutter, and that's why Rav says you can extend it to Yontif because that's what I hold. We have a different Misora that Rav does not hold like that. Rav holds like Reb Yehuda that Darvishin Miskavin is Asur. So Ella Li Olam Savarav Darvishin Miskavin is Asur. You're right. Let's change our understanding of the Mishnah. Darvishin Miskavin is really Asur. Rav holds like Rebbe Yehuda. Vitolesh lav hainu gozes. And tolesh is really not gozes. And that's why it's mutter in the Mishnah. You know why you're allowed to pluck out a few? We're not talking about a case where you're just parting it. You're plucking out a few. But that's not in the Isra of Giza. Tolesh is lav hainu gozes. Ubi yantif hainu taima. So why would you extend it to yantif? On yantif, if you're doing it vadai, that's psikresha even. Right, so why is it mutter on yantif? Tahavi le oker darer bigidulo kila achar yad. You're still doing it b'shinui. That's not normal gozes. Gozes is using a shearing instrument. You're plucking out with your hands. That is not an issue of gozes. That's gozes kila achar yad. So it's only durabanan, and therefore b'makim oneg yantif b'makim. You need this, so then it would be mutter on yantif. Right, you have to shecht, and therefore it would be allowed. It's totally period. Sorry? Tolish is not gozes for Bechor. Tolish is gozes for Shabbos. So it just goes for Shabbos, and therefore it's Kila Achar Yad, and therefore it would be Mutter. Why isn't there a concept of Kila Achar Yad by Bechor? You have this kind of kalacha yad by Shabbos. Why not by Bechor? So the Chazanish says beautifully, there's a big difference between the malacha on Shabbos and the Isra of Gozes by Bechor. On Shabbos, the key is the Maisa. The Maisa Geziza. And therefore, if you do it in an unusual way, that's different. That's different. It makes it from Daraisa to a Durabanan, and B'makam Khan, Lokazir Be'er Rabbanan. That's on the one hand, right? But by Bechor, the Isra of Giza is not about the Maisa Geziza. Right, we said, remember we said if the animal is sick or if you have to check for a mum, there are cases where you're allowed to do gozes, mutter. So what do you see from there? This Rav Giza by the animal is the result, is the chefza, is the behema. It shouldn't be nigzazed, right? It shouldn't be shorn. And if it was, so therefore it doesn't matter how you do it, even if you do it in an unusual way, it's still going to be the same isser. The only concept is on Shabbos, where there's Malachas Bach Shabbos, where the focus is the act itself. Masha'enkein, here is the result. That's the Chazanish here in Chaf Aleph Hey. V'nira de bebechor lo shayach kala'achar yan. Da'hasam iser chefza. De kedushas bechor o seres hagiza. V'kosha goes as o usser. V'lakach l'tzrich lomar tolish l'usser Torah. The only reason it's going to be mutter is because this is not included in the Yisra Torah. Aval b'Shabbos v'yantif, malachas b'chshemes Yisra Torah. V'sheyanuach ha'adam mi'malacha zu. Ula achar yad lav milacha, ki malacha sh'osa b'chalu. So the big difference is that Shabbat Shabbos, the focus is on the Maisa, while by Bechor, the focus is on the result. Similar, it's not exactly, but usually, right, we have the Isser of Giza, we have the Isser of Avoda. There's also an Isser, this is just a mushal, it's not exactly the same, Isser, a mushal of making a balmum. Making an animal, making a carbon, giving a mum to a Bechor, or to any other carbon, this is our Isa. So the Gemara in Beitza has a limud that even if I do it b'derech grama, it's an Isser daraisa. What happens? What if I put, you know, that's why the Kohanim are chashudim on this, because they're worried that the Bacharim is going to, they're going to put a mum kavua in the Bacharim in order that they don't have to bring it shalom to the base of Mikdash. So it's just by Mamonos Shel Kohen. But the Gemara says in Beitza, let's say I'm going to put a little dough on top of the ear of my animal. And I'm going to send it in to graze with all the other animals. So what am I doing? Why am I doing that? Because I want one of the other animals to nibble on the dough of its friend and ultimately nibble its ear. And oh, look, it's a mum. What can I do? Mum kavua. I guess I'm going to shift the animal today here. Right? So that's an isadaraisa. Grama. It's indirect. Why is that isadaraisa? Right? Usually grama is one step removed. The answer is, the Achronim explained, because the Isser by Mum, of creating by Mum, it's not about the act that you're doing. It's not like Shabbos, where grama makes it one step removed. No! The Isser is the chefs, it's the animal. You can't do anything to cause this Mum to be created. And therefore, you know, another nafkamina might be, Amir Alakum. By certain Isurim in the Torah, where the result is the Iker, not the act, even asking a guy to do it could be usher to Oraisa for me to do. The big discussion, the Bab Metzia, they talk about Sirus. Am I allowed to ask a non-Jew to castrate an animal? Misares. Big discussion. Let's say somebody has a dog. They want to neuter their dog. Giving it to the vet. Oh, he's not Jewish. It still might be a problem. And that's what the big discussion is. You might have to, like, give the vet ownership of the animal in order to be able to do it. Then it's his animal, then it's not mine, then he gives it back to me. But it's a serious shiloh, because when it comes to Yisurim that are focused on the result and not on the act, so then, I mean, your lakum can be a problem, and grama can be a problem, and shinui can be a problem. Those are the three nafkaminas always. Shinui, grama, and your lakum. So right here is an example. That says the Chazon Ish. Gozes is result, so those three don't matter. Shabbos is about the act, so those three do matter. Amir la'akum, grama, and shinui, and Shabbos are all only usher drabanan. They're usher, but it's usher drabanan. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, v'tolish lav hainu gozes. Tolish is not gozes? Tolish is not gozes? Ask the Gemara about Tanya. But didn't we learn? So now we're comparing, Josh, this relates to your question, we're bringing in from Hilchah Shabbos, but we'll see how the Gemara answers it. Tolish is not gozes, for hatanya, hatolish es hakanaf. Let's say I pull out a feather of a bird on Shabbos. Tolish es hakanaf. Vahakotmo, and then I cut it down to size. And vahamarto, and then I take off all the hairs to smooth it. So what's the halacha? Chayiv shalosh chatos. I'm chayiv three averis. Three things. If I did it b'shogi, I'm chayiv three karbanos. Why? V'yamar eish lakish. Tolish chayiv mishum gozeis. Pulling out the feather is gozeis. Kotem, when I cut it down to the size that I want, chayiv mishum michatech. Michatech is cutting something to a measured size. Cutting something on the on the dotted lines, right? If somebody's stuck in the bathroom, what's the best thing to do? If one doesn't have tissues, you only have toilet paper, it's best not to cut it on the lines, if one's possible, if it's a sarah gadol. And, I'm just saying that's where memachate comes up. And, memareit chai mishum memachek, and taking off all the hairs and smoothing it, that's the malacha memachek of smoothing. So, three malachas. What do you see though here? Tolesh is included in gozes. Tolesh is in gozes. So the Gemara answers. So you might have said what we just said before. Maybe there's a difference between Shabbos and Bechor. We're only saying by Bechor it's not included. The Gemara gives a different answer. Shiny knaf tahenu urche. No, this is normal gozes for this type, this part of the animal. By wool, the normal way of wool is shearing wool, but plucking feathers is very normal, and therefore it's going to be aser hainu urche. Period. And therefore we answered. So discussion in one of the Dafyomi sheets, what about plucking, let's say you get a piece of chicken on your plate, or a woman in the kitchen taking off the feathers of the chicken before she serves it. Is that a problem? So I saw someone say, oh, it's a problem based on this Gemara. Because you see, even after the animal's dead. Yeah, but Rav Moshe has a tshuva. There's a difference between after the animal's dead and after the animal's cooked. After the animal's cooked, Rav Tzvi has a frank writes this also, it's not a problem for one of two reasons. Either after the animal's cooked, Rav Tzvi Pesach says, Rav Moshe says, that it's kind of nimrutin va'omdin. It's already loosened. It doesn't have that same natural connection that it had before Bishol. And number two, once you cook it, it's not called bird anymore. It's called food. It's called food. Right? If people thought it was called bird, they probably wouldn't eat it. Right? It's called food. Chicken is food, not chicken as the animal. And therefore, the gozes only applies to animals. It doesn't apply to food. By food, you can do whatever you want. Just like you have to take off the skin. It's not an issue of borer because it's food now. It's not anything before that. Okay, period. Umi de Rav Savar Rabbi Yossi ben Amisholam. So now that we've said that Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi ben Amisholam, meaning Rav holds like our Mishnah, so let's assume the opposite. Rabbi Yossi ben Amisholam, Savar like Rav. Doesn't it work the other way also? Rabbi Yossi ben Amisholam holds like Rav. The Savar Rabbi Yossi ben Amisholam, meaning Rav, who we said now, that holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Dovah Shem is Kavin is Aser. The Savar Rabbi Yossi ben Amisholam, Dovah Shem is Kavin Aser. Is that really true? Does Rabbi Yossi ben Amisholam hold that? The Otanya, we learned in the Brisa, in the Tosefta, in Meseches, Para, Shtei Cyrus, Ikaron, Ma'adiv Roch, and Mashkir. Oive, what's the case? You have a whole Paraduma, and all of a sudden, two hairs on the Paraduma start getting black-tipped. They start getting black on the edge of it as they grow. So what's the halacha? It's a machlokas tanoim. But there is one sheet of the chachamim, I think it is, who hold that you're allowed to cut off the edges as long as the roots are red. That doesn't ruin it. So, what do you do? Rabbi Yosef ben Amishalom Omer, gozes b'misparayim v'nechoshesh. Don't worry about it. You're allowed to cut them with misparayim. And you don't have to worry. What don't you have to worry? Rashi. Gozes as rosh shemashchir b'misparayim u'mishayir min amadim ve'eloch. You can leave the bottom roots that are red. Ve'nechoshim shem giza v'kachim. You don't have to worry about giza. You're shearing a carbon. Alma mishum dein miskavin l'shem giza elasakin shari. So you see, it's darshin miskavin because you don't have kavana. You have kavana only. You don't have kavana to shear. You have kavana to fix this animal. So Shari, so you see. So how could we see Rabbi Yisrael Shalom holds like Ra, Rabbi Shem Kavin is Asur. You see here, he holds Rabbi Shem Kavin is Mutter. Tosas points out the obvious Ha'ara, that this is not Rabbi Shem Kavin in the normal sense. Usually Rabbi Shem Kavin means you do act A, which might or might not cause act B. Here, you are doing one act with a different Kavana. So that usually means Malacha Shem Yisrael Chalagufa. Here the Gemara calls it Davar Sheni Miskavin. Tosfos notes that and says, yes, the Gemara here is using Davar Sheni Miskavin in an unusual sense. That's Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Gozes, about the sixth line of Tosfos. He quotes Rashi and he says, De'ein zeh kishar lashon ein miskavin ba'alma. Tekiva de ba'kavana gozes b'misparayim. Tosfos points out, we're not using this in the normal sense. Okay, either way, back to the Gemara. So, if how could Rabbeinu Meshulam hold this? Why is it mutter? So, Gemara answers, shiny para, to la bas gizahi. No, a cow usually doesn't get shorn. Doesn't have wool. So, if it has a couple of hairs, that's why it's a mutter. Because it's totally not normal to shear cows. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? But there's a limo that says that's daraisa too. V'yotanya, los avo b'vchar sharecha v'los agos b'char tzonecha. This is the source for the isra of giza v'yavoda. V'yem li elashar b'avoda v'tzon b'giza. Minay li tinas amr shal zeba 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 amr shal zeba zeba. How do I know that I put each isra by the other animal as well, including the isra of giza by an ox? which is a cow. Tamalomer lo sabar lo sagos. So you see, there is an Isra of Giza da'araisa by a cow carbon. So back to the question: how can Rabbi Yosef ben Amisholim say it's mutter? Ella shiny para the kachi by the kabayasi. Ah, para duma is different. Kachi by the kabayas. Para duma itself. I wish there was a Talmud Bavli on it, but there's not, so we just get to talk about it whenever it comes up. Paraduma is a fascinating institution. How much is it a carbon? How much it isn't? Paraduma is not given in the Beis HaMikdash. It's burned on Har HaZeisim, and the ashes are then used to sprinkle on people. So is that a carbon? What type of kedusha does that have? You do something with it, but it's not a carbon in the regular sense. The same question could be asked by Sir Lazazel, right? What is it? Egla Arufa. All of these are questions. They're used. Egla Arufa is a little more distant, but here Paraduma is done looking at Har HaBayis, right? It's right across from Har HaBayis. You use it in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Either way, says the Gemara, so Par is Kachi Bedek HaBayis. And that's why there's no Isser. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? V'yam Rabba Lazar, Kachi Bedek HaBayis, Asurim B'Giz V'Avoda. They're also Asurim B'Giz V'Avoda. Even if they only have Bedek HaBayis Kedusha, not Kedusha, Saguf Kedusha. So answer, Mi De Rabbanan. That Isra of Giza Vavoda by Kachi Bedek HaBayis is only Aser B'Durabanan. So Aser B'Durabanan. Okay, so it's still Aser B'Durabanan. Why does he say it's Mutter? He said it's Mutter. You're allowed to cut the top of these hairs. So the Gemara answers. The Bach takes out the next word. Shiny para dilo shchicha. Para is different. It's not common. What does that mean? So the Pashtus is that it means it's not a common case. You don't have too many paradumas. The Rambam says there's only 10 in all of history. Right, there were 9, and we're waiting for the 10th one. Mehera, Mashiach is going to bring number 10, show us number 10, bring number 10. So there'll be 9 throughout history. Right, so therefore, it's not shchiach, it's not a common occurrence, and therefore, pashus, the Rabbanan warrant goes there in the case of Paraduma. That's the simple understanding of the Gemara. Because a Paraduma is not a common case, so the Isra of Giza is not included by Paraduma. The problem with that understanding is the next line of the Gemara. Because according to this, what did we just do? We just answered that there is no Isra of Giza by Paraduma. That's why you're allowed to cut it. So the Gemara says in the next line, well, I have another solution for the Isra of Giza. What do you have another solution? We just had a solution. We just had a solution. So that's why the Achronim, the Sfasemes, and the Reishis Bikurim both understand this line differently. And they ask another question, first of all. What do you mean it's milta del shchicha, they wouldn't make a gzera? This is a type of bedek habayis. The Rabbanan where goes are by bedek habayis. This is in that category. Just because you have a little sum of bedek habayis that's not common, but they were goes are by bedek habayis. So they have a different understanding of milta del shchicha, of this line of lo shchiach. Lo shchiach means it isn't a siddur Rabbanan. But because it's so hard to find a paraduma, the Rabbanan said this is a tzarech gadol, and therefore will allow you to violate the Rabbanan. Not that the Rabbanan was ever instituted by Paraduma, but the Rabbanan allow you to violate this because it's a Tzarach Gadol, because you never have Paradumas around. Right, that's the Rambam that I just referred to, the Rambam in Para. This is the only Rambam in Para that has ever been mentioned in a Parsha Shir, I think. Says the Rambam in Para, in the end of the second parak. Teisha paros adumos nasu. There've been 9 paradumas from the moment of the command until Churban Bayisheni. Rishona asa Moshe Rabbeinu, number 1. Shnia, so that one lasted for a long time. The second one Ezra did. So that paraduma Moshe Rabbeinu did, so it lasted for 40 years in the Midbar. Let's say he did it 39 years in the Midbar. Then it lasted for all the year, the 14 years of Shemesh Kivshav Shechilku. And then it lasted all the years till, you know, David HaMelech, the 40 years he was king. And then Shlomo, right? And then all the 410 years of Bayis Rishon. And then 70 years of in between. And then Bayis Sheni, Ezra makes another one. Right, that lasted a long time. So Ezra did the second one, and Sheva may Ezra at Churban HaBayis. And then 7, I guess they needed a lot in those days, right? All the murders that were happening during Bayis Sheni. Right, so 7 during Bayis Sheni, and V'hasiris Osa Melech HaMashiach. And then our Parsha Shir was about the last 2 words, Mehera Yigala. The Rambam says, Mehera Yimeinu Amen, in Mishnah Torah. Right, it's unusual, so we mentioned that last year, not this past summer, but 2 summers ago, in Parsha Chukas, about the that diak. Anyway, so you see, it's not so common. So that's what the Gemara means. It's not so common, so Rabbanan will allow you to violate. Says the Gemara now, one second, but I have a better solution. V'lichle, v'lifke l'chul, and if it's only bedek habayis, why don't we be machal of the kedusha? Be machal of the kedusha onto money, and then the paraduma will become chulin, v'ligze, then cut its black hairs, and v'hadalik t'shein, then Put it back into the Beis HaMikdash. Make a kashim again. Gemara says, Dameha Yikara. No. Paratuma is extremely expensive. It's not so common. You can have, $4 million, whatever it is. Right? The Gemara is a Kiddush. Remember the Dhamma Benesina Gemara's? Talks about how much money they were gonna pay for the Evan of the Choshen and how much they would have paid for a Paraduma. So it's very expensive. So you don't just have that lying around to be Mechala the Kiddush on. I will have a lucky to Shmuel. Okay. But that's only Lechadchi. What about Shmuel? Shmuel says you can do it on a penny. To Amar Shmuel, Hekdesh on a money, Shkalosh or a Pruta Mechulal. Shmuel says you can do Hekdesh on a Pruta. It works even if it's not Shaveh B'Shaveh. So Gemara says, Eimad Amar Shmuel Shachilulo, Lechadchilo Miyamar. Shmuel says that only if you do that B'Dieved. You can't do the Lechadchilo. Or Ibai is a period. So that is the end of that discussion. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam does hold like Rav that Darab Shem Miskaven is usually Asur, but in this case it's going to be Mutter because it's only Durabanan and it's a Tzorach Gadol. It's a Tzorach Gadol. And the other way to get out of the problem is Ibai is Ema, Rav Sarvalak Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam, Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam, Sarvalak Rav. Right, Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam does not hold like Rav that Darab Shem Miskaven is Asur, he holds that Darab Shem Miskaven is Mutter. Is mutter, period. By the way, this is, we rely on Shmuel Bizman Azeh. The Gemara says it by Hekdesh, but the Rishonim apply it to Maeser Sheni and Netaravai. Bizman Azeh, when we, Baruch Hashem, have the Schus, living here in Eretz Yisrael, and we're Machala, we take some Netaravai, some Maeser Sheni, if it's a Maeser Sheni year, right? We're in between. Even though we're in the fourth year of Shemitah right now, right? We're in the fourth year, but we're still between the two Bishvats and the two Bishvats. So if we have fruit, depending when it grew, if it grew, it might still be third year Meiser Ani. But if you're in the Meiser Sheni year, so you're Mechalin onto a Pruta. To a Pruta, we don't do Shavah B'Shavah Bizman Azeh. Right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes, those Rishonim, that extend what Shmuel says by Hekdesh to Meiser Sheni and to Ravai. Hilchus Arawa, Simin Reish Tzadik Dawid, Peros Ravai, Yishlam Din Meiser Sheni L'chol Davar. You can do it Shavapruta, but there's no need to. The Gra adds in, how do we extend it from Hektish? He has a Svara. Why does it work to extend it from Hektish? It can't just be based on Ein Me'ila Behektish, because then it would not apply to Maeser Sheni and not to Ravai. So the Gra there has to come up with another pshat why you're allowed to do this. Either way, but that is what the Minhag is. Vayter, two dots. Says the Gemara, V'tolish Yisa Seyar. So one is allowed to pick up the Seyar from the Bechar Ubavad, Shalo Yazizenim Mekomo. We said yesterday you got to leave it in the spot. Even if you're allowed to do this, or if it comes out, you have to leave it there. Why? So I didn't read the Rashi. Rashi on the Mishnah says why. Yesterday Rashi says, Shalo Yazizenu, Shalo Yomru Giziza Avid Bekachim. So people shouldn't think you're shearing. So even if you have to cut a little bit in order to do the Shechita properly, but Rashi, of course, you leave the hair there. So nobody really sees what you're doing. Okay. That's where you leave it there. Amar Avashi, Amar Eish Lakish, Lo Shanu El Abiyad, you're only allowed to do this with your hand. Aval B'Kli Asur, but you can't do it with a Kli. The Haktani Yosem Akam B'Kofetz Mikan Mikan. What do you mean? It says you make the place for the Kofetz, this big cutting instrument. Sounds like that's what you're using to do the Tlisha with. And where is it? No, Tni Likofetz. You could do it with your hands for what you're going to use the Kofetz for afterwards. But the actual Tlisha has to be done only Biyad. Period. V'chein tolish is to say aleros mum. You're also allowed to do it to see a mum. Iba'i lahu lechachila odi'evan. This is lechachila. You're allowed to do this to see the mum or b'di'evan. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Tashma tzemer hamesubach ba'ozen. Let's say there's a lot of wool on the hair, on the ear, and you can't see the mum. Rabbi Yosi ben Amishulam Omer tolsho umares mumo shmamina lechachila shmamina. So you see b'feirish tolsho. You're allowed to do that b'feirish. Amar of Mari Afanana mitanina v'chein atolish is to sa'ar liros makam mum. Right. Also in our Mishnah, it's Meduyak, because our Mishnah says the word V'chein. So, just like in the Reisha, if you say the word V'chein, the Seif is being connected to the Reisha. So therefore, V'chein, my V'chein, Ile Mishlo Yazizu Es Makomo, if the point of V'chein is to tell me you also have to leave it there in its spot, in the case where you're checking for a mum, so Hashta Uma Shochet, the Shchitasa Muchachas Alav Lo Yazizenu. In a case of Shchita, where it's pretty clear that the reason you pulled a couple of hairs out beforehand is because you wanted to do the shechita properly, and even there we say you have to leave the hairs, even though it's pretty clear why you did it. Liros makamumi boy. So of course, If you're just checking for a mum, where it's not so clear to the outsider that the reason that you're cutting it is because you want to check for a mum, of course you would leave it there. You wouldn't need the vechein to tell me that. So elolav atolish ma'mina lachanchilo shma'mina. So it must be going on the word tolish, right? Because just like the reish is talking about lachanchilo, the seifa also must be on a lachanchilo level. Period. Okay. Next topic, says the Mishnah. What is the halacha of the hair? Let's say this was gizah by a bachar or by kadshim. What if I was gozeis a karban? So that was an issur daraisa. But what's the halacha of the hair? Is the hair usser? Is the hair usser bahana? I did an avera. So is the hair usser bahana? So Tosa says it's clear from the following Mishnah that it's not usur daraisa. The whole issue is going to be whether the hair is ne'asar midrabanan. Daraisa, it's not usser. That's what Tosa says in the first line. Kulach shmeitza muchachas degizas tulim mekdashim shari midaraisa. The whole issue here is drabanan. So that's what this whole mission is going to be in the world of drabanan. If you have the hair, what's the halacha of the hair if you did it anyway? What happens if the hair fell out by itself before you shechted it? So is that us or is that mutter? Is that better? Is that worse? That's our discussion right here. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Sa'ar b'char ba'mum. So let's say you have a ba'mum. A b'chor ba'mum, which is basically not a carbon anymore, really. It's going to go to the Kohen. Se'ar b'chor ba'mum she'nashar, but the hair fell out, v'hinichu b'chalon, and you put it in the window. Meaning it was detached before you did the shechita. That's the key. You just put it aside. V'yakach shachta. So when you shecht a regular b'chor, obviously the hair that's still attached to the b'chor becomes mutter. Even on a drabanan level. Why should you aser it? But what about hair that was detached before you did the shechita? Is that included in the heter also? Because before you shecht it, it's going to be clear that it's aser, drabanan. Why? Because if you say the hair is mutter, then you might delay and not do anything to this animal because you're going to want to get more hair out of it. So drabanan asered the hair before because gzera, because you might be masha the animal. But what about once you shechted it? Does that matter even the detached hair? So, machlokas. Akavya ben mahalal matir. Akavya mahalal says, mutter, yeah. He's matir even that hanah that was detached beforehand. Vachachamim osrim. And the chacham says, osr, no. Because if you allow that hair that fell out, so then you might be masha the animal in order to gain more hair. Div Rabbi Yehuda, that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Ona lo Rabbi Yossi, says Rabbi Yossi, lo bazeh hitir akavya ben mahalal. No. This isn't the case that Akavya matired. This isn't the case that he said it's mutter. Ella, what's his case that he matir? Sar ba'mum shenasha v'nichu b'chalon v'achakach. Mace. Not if you shechted it. If you shechted it, it sounds like from the Mishnah. Shechted it, he would say it's still aser. Only if the animal died. That's where he says mutter. B'zeh akavya ben mahalal matir v'cham osrim. We'll talk about why. Sounds like it's logically should be just the opposite. So we'll talk about that case more. But that's part number one of the Mishnah. Part number two. Tzemer ha'meduldal b'bechar. What if you have wool that became detached, but it was still mixed into the wool. It didn't fall out. It was still within the wool. So eshenire im hagiza or min hagiza mutter, whatever, still part of the wool on the animal. That's mutter. Whatever the halach is with the mechubar, so to this veshenu nire im hagiza aser. And what's not seen with the giza is aser. Period. Okay, so let's talk about the Mishnah. What did Rabbi Yossi seem to say in the Mishnah that Akavya ben Mahalalel only allows this hair that fell out before, and if the animal died, but not if the animal was shechted. Says the Gemara, Michal da'asar, if it was shechted, that doesn't make sense. Hashta b'meis, if the animal dies, shari, the hair is mutter that became detached, even though the hair that's still mechubar is asar. If a bechor dies, so bechor b'tashim that died before shechita, you got to bury it. So in a case where the animal dies, where the hair that's still attached is still usser, and yet that's where Akavya ben Mahalalel says that the hair that detaches mutter. So shechta mi boy, if you shecht, it should be just the opposite. Because if you shecht an animal, shecht the bechor, then the hair on it becomes mutter. So surely the hair that was detached should be mutter in that case. So Gemara says, you're right, we misunderstood Rabbi Yossi's statement in the Mishnah. We misunderstood it. Ella b'shachto divrei kol shari. If you shechta the animal, then everyone agrees that the detached hair from before is going to be mutter. That's for sure mutter. The mach kipli, and because why? Because there, even the hair that was on the animal is mutter, so the hair that was detached. Kipli ki memes. The machlokas is if the animal died without shechita. So there's a mach there, the hair that was mechubar is aser. So that's the question about what about the hair that was detached beforehand? Is that going to be mutter? Okay, that's the machlokas. So Amar Rav Asi, Amar Reish Lakish, machlokas b'shehi tiru mumche. Rav Asi says now, the whole machlokas in the Mishnah is only where the hair fell out after the mumche, the expert already declared it as a baal mum. Demar savar. Gazrina Dilma Asi Lashahuye. One says the Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim say, right? The Chachamim say that we're gozer, that if we allow you to have this hair, so then you're gonna masha the animal, you're not gonna do anything with it, you're not gonna shecht it, and there's still an issue of Giza Vavoda. Omar Sava Logasrina, it wasn't, no, we're not gozer. It already was declared a Balmum, so you're gonna shecht it. We're not worried. Avaloi Dira Mumcha Dever Kol Aser. But if it's not declared a Balmum yet, then everybody would agree that this extra hair is Aser. So Masav Rav Sheshes, is that really true? I'm gonna ask you a question. Bali Mum and Osun Makoshu. If you have a Balmum that gets mixed up with other animals, 1 in 1,000, they're Aser Makoshu. Rav Yossi Omer, no Yivukar. Rav Yossi says, just check it out. What's the machlokas here? V'havinan ba, my yivukar, what does Rabbi Yossi mean? Ilema de baal mumhu, v'lishkale, if it means you should search out and find the baal mum and take it out, that's what Rabbi Yossi says. So mechal de Tanakama amar lav, what, Tanakama would argue with that. If you find the baal mum, it's still be yasser. Amar v'nachman, so, no. So what's the machlokas about? Amar v'nachman, amar v'ravu, ahacha, begizas b'char baal mum askinan. We're not talking about where the animal got mixed up. We're talking about the shearings got mixed up. The shearings of a Bechor Baal Mum got mixed up with other shearings. Shenis arvu begizei chulin. So what's the machlokas? Uman Tanakama, Rabbi Yehudahi. And who is the Tanakama here says that it's Aser? It's Rabbi Yehuda from our Mishnah. Da'amar nishchutu Aser Rabbanan. Who holds that even if it was shechted, the Rabbanan Aser. Right? This was Rabbi Yossi, Shita of the Chachamim. The Rabbi Yossi, the time, Rabbi Yossi, according to his reasoning, goes to Amar nishchutu Shara Rabbanan. No, everybody agrees Shita. If it's shechted, it will be mutter. Vikatani, and what does Rabbi Yossi say here? Say, Yivukar. What does Yivukar mean? My Yivukar. Lav, doesn't it mean, check it out, imum kavua, imum overhu. Check it out if this animal has a mum kavua or over. Because if it has a mum over, then it's a big problem. And if it's a mum kavua, it's going to be mutter anyway. And therefore, what is he talking about? Avagav tolotir mumcha. He's saying, now that I get mixed up, check it out. So it sounds like even if it fell out before the mumcha checked it, it's still going to be the machlokas. Kasha on Rav Asi, because Rav Asi just said the machlokas is only after the mumcha matered it. So Amar Rav Alo, Yivukar, no, Yivukar means something else. Ihi tiru mumcha ini, vilo lo. Yivukar means check out if the mumcha had already matered it or not. Okay, so we saved the day. Period. Kisolik Ravin, Amar Lashrai the Kamid Rabbi Yirmiyahu, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said this in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyahu. He said it in front of Rabbi Yirmiyahu when he came to Eretz Yisrael. Omar, he said, Bavloi Tipshoi, those foolish Babylonians, Mishum Diyasvi Ba'arad Dachashocha Amri Shmaitz of the Machashchin, because they're sitting down in Babel, in the valley down below, in the dark place, they say dark ideas. Right, so he was not interested. Rabbi Yirmiyahu was very upset about this. Lo Shamilu Had Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't they hear what Rabbi Yochanan said? Even Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael, but I guess it must have been a famous psak. Didn't they hear what Rabbi Yochanan said? Machlokas b'Shabbatek v'lo Matzah k'miflagi. No, that machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan has nothing to do with what you think it had to do with. That machlokas is a case where you did check for the Baal Mum. It's not about an actual animal, but you looked for it and you didn't find it. So what fell off if I know one Baal Mum animal got mixed up with 100 other animals, and I checked all the animals, and now I can't find it? So the machlokas is related to what we say in Maseches Nida. They plucked it, Ramei Rabbanan. Machlokas Ramei Rabbanan. In the context of, you know, there's a piece of a mace under a pail, right? One of the three pails. Then you check, and it's not there. It's not under any of them. So what do we assume? So Ditnan, Hashai Ramei Omer, called Davar Shai Becheskas Tuma, La'olam Hubetuma, so Ashati Yisvada HaTuma. Ramei says you got to be Matami all of them. Fascinating. You check the first one, it's tar if it's not there. Second one, it's tar if it's not there. You check the third one, it's not there at all, you're Matami all three. Because you know it was there, where'd it go? So therefore, a mayor says, they're all Tami. The Chachamim Omrim, no. Chofrek Shemagia Lasela, Ola Basula, you check until the ground, if you don't find it, you assume it went away and they're all tar. So that's what's going on. That's the machlokas here. Don't relate that to our case about the Gaziza. We're talking about actual animals. The cases where you can't find the Baal Mum. So do we assume it went away? So that's the machlokas, the Chachamim. And Rabbi Meir is the parallel machlokas here between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a little different. Machlokas kishabadachu matzakim eflagi. You know, the machlokas is where you checked and you found the Baal Mum. You found! But can you assume that this is the one? Be plucked into Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel, a different one. Titania saw the shavu b'kever. You have a field that had a kever in it. Nichnas betocha tamei. Let's say you went into the field. You know there's a kever in this field, so you're tamei. Nimsa betocha. What if you find the a kever on one side of the field? So kever nichnas nimsa betocha kever nichnas betocha tar. So if you go somewhere else in the field, it's tar. Why? Shani Omer, who kever shavu, who kever shenimsa. Divrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi says if you know there was one kever lost in this field and you found it, you can assume that's the one, and everything else is mutter. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, no, tibad kol asada kula. No, you got to keep checking. Maybe there's another one. Maybe this is a different one. So that's the machlokas here. Yevuka is not going to work because maybe there's another baal mum here. Let's just finish it though. Let me just one final comment. Ravasi, my time alomer kribi chia bar abba. So these are two statements in the name of Reb Yochanan. Why does one say not and the other and not agree with the other one? Rav Asi, why didn't he say like Rav Chia Bar Abba? Meaning, why didn't he say like the first version that it's about a case where you checked and you did not find Amar Lacha? Because there's a difference in the cases. Bish Lamagabi Tuma Aimer Ba Orivanatla Ba Akravanatla. By the case of Tuma, I understand why somebody would say it's mutter because maybe an animal came and took it. Elahacha Balmum Lahecha Azal. Where's the Balmum? Didn't go anywhere. They have a closed pen. The idach emer boom over huvitzi. Maybe it was a mum over and it got healed. On the one hand, what about the other side? Reb Chiya bar Abba by time alarm karavasi. Why did the first opinion not hold like the second one? Amalacha bish lemasada darka lemikvar ba kiecha de kaver bahai kaver in a shachrinim. If you find a one kever, some is another kever here. Why would you think there's only one? Elakadshim kiva de batkulon vekaimi darchay lemeful bahu muma. Is it the derech for animals to get a mum? If you find one, you can assume that's the only one. And the other person says, yes. They gore each other. So mumim are common, and therefore it is a good parallel, period. The Ritvin Yuma, just to end with this, the Ritvin Yuma, Daphne Zayid quotes the Chuvas HaRambam, where the Rambam discusses this line about dark Babylonians, and he says, it is Rabbi Yirmiyahu Lataimeh, because Rabbi Yirmiyahu is the one in Sanhedrin, who darshins, b'machashakim hoshivani kemesei olam zet Talmud Bavli. Right, I said the pasuk in Echa. But time of Mishum did lo nihiri lohun time of the Masnisa kahalacha kama the nihiri the rabbanan the Eretz Yisrael. Right, the rabbanan of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Reb Zera, the Gemara talks about in Bat Metzia, when Reb Zera made Aliyah, he fasted so many fasts because he wanted to forget all his Torah from Bavel. Because he wanted to go to the Torah, Torah's Eretz Yisrael is cleaner. De minhaga de alma de midkar inshi tfei mai de gamar bereisha. And therefore, he tried to get rid of it. Then the Ritva adds, mihu lav v'chol adoros hayakein. Not in all the Dorahs. There were later generations that the Torah's Bavel was greater. Ela bimei Rava, Verav Yosef, Yabaya, Verava, Dahavi Luhu Shmados. There was Shmados, so it was difficult. But later on, Aval Acharechein, Nizgabra HaTorah beBavel, Kol Shekein bimei Ravashi, Da'amar, Mimos Rebbe Vad Ravashi, Lomasina Torah Vagdil B'makam Echad. And therefore, there were times that in Bavel it was even greater. Adkan Divrei Rabbeinu, says the Ritva, according to the Rambam, v'chayim heim lemotzehem, their life. Okay, we'll stop here, and everybody should have a good Shabbos.